Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we are working on your financial freedom. Hey, and I've got another road show for you today, meaning that I am out personally on the road again, and I'll be bringing on a guest from the area where I am located right now. You know, I normally broadcast from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but since our great governor, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, has started to open up the state again, been a good month and a half already, you know, we decided it's finally time to get out, to head south. So we loaded up my wife, the toddler, our little 15-year-old West Highland Terrier dog, everybody into the truck, everything into the truck, attached the bumper pull RV, and we headed south. And I've talked about this in the past, getting that RV, we finally did it at the end of 2019, picked up an entry-level model. So I'm coming to you now live from Central Texas, broadcasting from the RV. I've got a great view out my window here at the dinette, some beautiful Texas live oaks in the background, and I love it. I love it. This is how financial freedom manifests itself for me, travel, seeing this great nation. But of course, today's show, it's not about me, it's about you. And it's about our guest. I'm bringing on a guest that operates out of Central Texas. He's a multifamily investor and is actually part of the Central Texas team at Lifestyles Unlimited now. So we're going to hear his story. And boy, I'll tell you what, if you're in an industry that experiences ups and downs, booms and busts, a constant cycle of hire and fire, you never know what's going to happen next, then you are going to want to hear this. You know, you're going to want to hear what he did to stop that cycle. You know, and if you're sitting here after the economic collapse, right, that followed COVID-19 and now finally realize, geez, I got to do something to secure my future, to reduce my dependency on a job, on a boss, on a company, then pay attention, okay? So, hey, without further ado, let me bring on my guest. This guy, he's a successful multifamily investor and latest addition to the Central Texas multifamily mentoring team, Robert Hale. Robert, welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Hey, Andy, I'm doing great, man. Thanks for letting me come on.
Absolutely. Hey, it's always a pleasure. You know, we've never met personally. You're in San Antonio in that area. I'm up in the DFW. But boy, since we've gone onto our live streams, all the events that we're doing online with case studies and what, I've gotten to see you present a couple times, or at least once that comes to mind on one of the case studies. And I know I've seen you on some of the Zoom calls. So thanks again for joining us. And before we get into the nuts and bolts, I do want to throw the number out there. If anybody that's listening has any questions for me or for Robert, you can call us here in the studio. The number is 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. I check those throughout the show. So, Robert, to start with, why don't you give us just a little bit about your background, you know, what you did pre-investing and, you know, what made you switch from what you were doing to what you're doing now?
Yeah, no problem, Andy. So, I'm a 20-year oil and gas guy, and like you mentioned on the cycles, oil and gas is a industry that definitely has some booms and busts, and I've been through a few of those. I graduated in 2000, Texas A&M Kingsville, with a natural gas degree. It's kind of a blend of petroleum and chemical, and went straight into the oil industry, worked for a company as a global company, but went out to West Texas, and I spent most of my career out in West Texas. And, you know, I saw a lot of booms and busts, and I made it through all of those. In 2015, I had worked as a petroleum engineer for production operations. I've been a facility engineer, worked in gas plants, managed some projects, managed some project managers, and made it up to region manager. And in 2015, we moved down to San Antonio to help this company that I was working with start a new region. And it was pretty exciting at the time. You know, I've been out in West Texas, moving to the Hill Country. It was a great opportunity. And after, I'd say, probably about 5 months of support and effort for this new region, it became really frustrating. You know, there was a lot of politics and things like that were associated with this. And, you know, it just really wasn't becoming something that was fun anymore. And so, you know, I had I had some thoughts that, you know, maybe I was going to leave the company, leave the industry. I didn't really know, but I was, I remember one day I was getting fuel. I'd been pretty frustrated before, and I was listening to AM radio, conservative talk radio, and a ad came on, and the guy was saying, hey, what would you do? How long would it take you to consume all of your savings if you lost your job? And I thought, man, I was thinking about doing that voluntarily. I better think about that. And I thought for a second, I thought, well, with our spend rate and how much I got, it probably wouldn't last as long as what I wanted to. You started talking about passive income and how to offset your corporate income with passive income and kind of get you into retirement earlier. And it really, at that time, it really spoke to me because it was something that, you know, I was looking at doing. So I went to they had a 2-hour class, and it was just kind of an introductory class. I went to that, and I went to the 2-day class. And after the 2-day class, I was hooked, man. I was ready. And we went ahead and joined up and became part of the multifamily group and started investing from there. And so that's kind of how my background is and our story, how we got started with Lifestyles.
Yeah, and it, you know, the oil field, I've met a number of members that have retired themselves from that volatility. I can think of another lead investor, Zach, that is, I think he invests up in Cincinnati and Houston. He's kind of spread out. And I can think of our super passive investor up in John. He's up in also an Aggie like you. Also, he's up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And instead of going the lead route, he went the passive route. So he's invested, I don't know in how many deals, but he got himself out of that volatility as well. Retired in, I think, he record time, 2 years, 2.5, something like that. And he's a free workshop presenter for us up in the Metroplex and online now as well. So that's great. So you guys joined, and so you started down that passive route. Is that what I'm understanding by getting into deals that other people are putting together? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It was we ended up joining in February of 2016, and so by April of 2016, we were in 2 passive deals, and we made 2 more passive deals by the end of that first year.
Wow.
So that's how we got started. And then from there, we went into the more of a lead route later on.
And we'll get into that. And for the listener, being a passive investor means you've got some money to invest, and you find somebody that's putting together a deal. You get to know them. They get to know you. And you feel comfortable with them. You like the deal. You put in your $25K, $50K, whatever the number is. And they manage that project for you. You're very much hands-off. So that's how Robert got started, but then he shifted gears and he went in that lead route. And we'll talk about that when we continue with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, so stay tuned.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a 1-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and on today's show, I'm coming to you live from the Central Texas Hill Country. Beautiful, beautiful terrain here. Looking out on some beautiful trees, a very aged live oaks. I love it. I love it being out here. Robert, you mentioned coming from West Texas to the Hill Country. It's quite a change, I can imagine. So we are joined today by Robert Hale. He is one of our Central Texas multifamily mentors, and he's been telling us a little bit about how he got started as an investor, right? As an investor. And I think you said, Robert, you went to the 2-day, which for the listener, if they're not familiar with what that is, that's a seminar that comes as part of our financial freedom program. It's 2 days, 2 full days, 8 hours on the first day for single family, 8 hours on the second day for multifamily. And you and I were talking ahead of the break, and you went right into multifamily. You skipped over that single family. What took you into multifamily? What was the motivation there?
Yeah, so whenever we joined, the first day was of that 2-day. It's all about single family, and it's super exciting. It's amazing how much information there is. That the real estate industry is not overly complicated, but it's a lot of information that, you know, a lot of people don't have knowledge on, and so it's really eye opening to kind of understand that investment strategy, and it's super exciting to sit through that first day. And after the first day, you think, that's what I want to do. I'm gonna I'm going to buy houses. I'm going to make them better. I'm going to put great tenants in there, you know, and have a great community, and everybody's going to win. And then day two pops around, and you start understanding the magnitude of difference in multifamily versus single family from an investment standpoint. And we had a little bit more capital to start with, so we just went ahead and rolled it straight into the multifamily program and started investing passively through that and skipped that single family step.
Yeah, and we talked, you know, I said I went through the quote-unquote two-day recently online myself. It was actually over 4 days in the evening, and the presenter, Lee Reeves, he said that very thing. Depending on where your starting point is, your capital, you may want or you may need to go the single-family route to build up that net worth, to build up that capital. That's what I did. That's what my wife and I did. Or you may want to jump straight into multifamily. You know, you'll meet with a mentor. You'll meet with the folks at Lifestyles that can help you figure that out, right? That's exactly what we did back in the day as well. So you said, okay, that multifamily, it's got the power, and it does. You can really, really leverage your cash and go a long way with apartments. So you saw that and you got in. We already heard as a passive investor. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about your progression, I guess, deal experience and so on as a multifamily guy?
Yeah, absolutely. So like I mentioned before, we joined in 2016 and we joined up in February. So by April, we had invested in two deals, and we went ahead and invested in two more deals by the end of 2016. And just to kind of give you an idea of what, you know, the multifamily opportunities are, one of those properties within 2 years was able to refi, and we got a cash distribution of 95% of what we originally put in on that property. So we were able to take that money and leverage that for another deal, while it still maintained, you know, 7-8% consistent annualized distribution. So, you know, that was one of our first deals that we got into. So that was really exciting.
Oh, you were hooked then, weren't you?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, so another deal kicked out 30% pretty quick as well. So, you know, you're able to take that money and just roll it back into more deals, and it really becomes almost an exponential growth of your income ability there.
Absolutely. And for the listener that may not be familiar with what we mean by refi, what's happened is Robert or his lead investor, the team has gone in and they've repositioned this asset, this multifamily complex, this community, and increased the value. This gives them a lot more equity, and they're able to tap into that equity without selling the property. Instead, they do a cash out refinance, and in this case, got back 95% of their seed capital. And rather than go and party and live the high life off of that, they've reinvested that and continued to grow that wealth, all while now collecting cash flow on that original asset with basically no money left in the deal. That is powerful. So tell us more.
Yeah, sure. And then so in 2017, you know, we had seen these first four deals going really smooth, and we're excited about it. 2017, we kicked it into a little higher gear. We got into eight properties on 2017. And so it's funny how some of these properties, you know, yield play versus value play. So either they're income producing to start off with, which would be a yield play, or maybe they don't put a lot of income in or don't bring income in, and they really need a lot of rehab. So that would be more of a value play, but you'd expect to get a little bit bigger bump at the end of a value play. And it's interesting because a lot of these we thought were yield plays, and out of those eight, five of them have already either done a supplement or a refi and pushed back the significant portion of our initial investments again, which again allowed us to push all that money back into new deals and really accelerate the time frame that we could look at retiring from our corporate jobs. So.
Let me ask you just quickly. We talked about what a refi is. You mentioned a supplement. Can you just describe that briefly?
Yeah. So, you know, in these multifamily properties, we learn that we go in and we work on the income. We make these properties better than what they were. And what that does is the tenant base, they appreciate what we're doing. We're making their environment better. We're making the community better. So we're able to raise the income through those properties, and it makes a big difference whenever you leverage the finances. The income makes a big difference. You learn about NOIs and cap rates, et cetera. But you can either refi, which means you get a brand new loan and you pull cash out of it, or some loans allow you to do a supplement, which means you can get another loan on top of your first loan. And again, that allows you to pull cash out of the property. You still own the property, and so you're still getting your monthly or your quarterly distributions, but you're able to pull larger chunks out earlier so that you can continue to grow your portfolio. Or you could also invest it back into the property to continue to fix it up transaction later as well. But you know, five of the eight that we had from that 2018 went through that process, and it really did accelerate our ability to retire a little bit quicker.
Okay, so we've done 12 deals now already in the first 2 years. That's powerful. That's massive. What happened next?
Yeah, so then 2018 rolls around, and, you know, we had been watching some of these passive opportunities and really observing the leads and how they operated their properties. And so we felt like, you know, it's our turn to get in there and try to help some other people, make some investments and as well as try to get another, or basically just start a lead project ourselves. So in 2018, we invested in two deals passively, and then we started our first lead deal. And so we bought a little 48-unit apartment community here in San Antonio and started going through the process of
Did you say a little 48-unit?
Yeah.
Now, to the listener out there, I just underscore the little. That they're probably sitting back thinking 48 units, a 48-unit apartment, a community, holy cow, that seems impossible. But we've seen the progression. That took you there. Now, some people buy smaller stuff. I know guys that have bought 5 or 6 units. I've interviewed a gentleman that bought a 16-unit up in Denton. But you went bigger. And anyhow, I just wanted to call that out because that's great. That's great to get into your first deal as a lead with 48 units. Tell us a little bit more about that, if you would.
Yeah, sure. And so depending on the size, depends on how much resources that you can have. The larger the properties, the more economy of scale. So you can have additional personnel that help you operate that. So maybe a leasing agent or maintenance personnel and whatnot. And it gives you the opportunity to operate these bigger properties with a little more help. The smaller properties require, there's just not as much income there to have that support. So
yeah, you don't have
a good size. Yeah,
you don't have the spread to absorb that. Okay, we're going to head into a quick break here. And Robert, when we come back, I want to hear a little bit more about your San Antonio deal. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show with Andy Webb, Robert Hale, and we'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb. I'm coming to you from the Hill Country of Texas around about Austin, and I've got a guest with me that's down in San Antonio, Robert Hale. He's our newest addition to the multifamily mentor team, and we've been hearing a little bit about his background, where he came from. He came out of the oil and gas industry, got out of that volatility, freed himself from that uncertainty by getting into residential real estate investing, specifically multifamily. I'm a single family guy. That's the route I took. He took the alternate route, which is multifamily. You can do one. You can do the other. You can do both. You know, you have opportunity. There's a lot of options within real estate. The key thing, I think, is to find a mentor, somebody like Robert, to help steer you down that path. And clearly, we've heard some of his background so far, gotten into a lot of passive deals. That's where you get to see the numbers, get a little bit of experience. And now he's shifted gears. We just heard in 2018 and got into his first deal as a lead investor. And that means he's the guy that's putting the syndication together, bringing the other families together, you know, kind of pooling their net worth, their cash to take down a bigger investment. So Robert, we're going to get back to that. I do want to give out the number here in the studio. If you've got any questions today, the number is 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335. And Robert, so you just took down this quote unquote little deal in San Antonio, this 48 unit complex. Let's hear just a little bit more about how that went or how that's going. Do you still have it? Have you sold it? Where are we at in the process with that?
Yeah, no problem. So we got that in April of 2018. And, you know, we bought it as a yield play, which means that it's going to be cash flowing from the first couple of quarters, right? And so whenever we got that property, we were kind of repositioning it, but repositioning is just kind of making it better. You know, we want to provide a really nice product and help our tenants feel, you know, like they're in a great place that people care about where they're living, right? We do things for community events, and whenever we have the ability, if we have someone move out, we'll go in and we'll totally refurbish the interior of those units. And it sounds like it's a big deal, but, you know, Lifestyles teaches us how to do these things. And as long as you follow the map, it's really just kind of checking boxes and making sure you got everything, and everything just kind of works. And so by going through that process, we really added a lot of value, a lot more than what we were expecting over the 2 years that we had that property in operation. And so we were able to do a refi even over, you know, there's this uncertain time of COVID. with stock market going down and oil crashing and banks, you know, kind of tightening up on lending, we were able to still continue to operate. And we went through a refi. And on May 29th, we've closed that refi and we're able to refi that property with 45% of our original investment coming back to us. And so, you know, it's a very stable asset. We haven't had issues with occupancy or delinquency with people having trouble paying, not any more than the normal. And so the value of that property really went up a lot more than we expected. We were able to reap the benefit of a refi ourselves, which was unexpected, but a pleasant surprise.
That is, and that's great news. May 29th, that's just a couple of weeks ago. And to the listener, I mean, if you're sitting out there and you're waiting to hear if the next, you know, CARES Act Part 2 is going to come down the pipeline so you can get that $1,200 per adult, $500 per kid, or whatever it was in terms of, you know, government money, boy, to get that refi done and distribute those funds, these folks, Robert, his passive investor team, they're not reliant on the government at this point, right? You've just infused everyone with cash from your operations, from improving that apartment. And that's just, I tell you, in these times of uncertainty, what a way to go. Again, congrats on that. That's good to hear. I'm curious, since you mentioned COVID and operations, you said you haven't seen a whole lot of impact within your community as a result of the virus, huh?
That's right. You know, we had to change our operations up to follow the CDC guidelines for social distancing, and we went to more of an appointments only in our office and emergency maintenance type things for maintenance. But we were still able to do our external maintenance as needed. And so we had some changes just with the operations of the properties. But, you know, our rent still came in. People still got the services that they needed. And, you know, kind of day-to-day just went on. It's really amazing, too. I think it's important to say that, you know, our lifestyles education, we were fed lots of information about, you know, what the CDC recommends and the apartment associations and local municipalities, which really helped our group be knowledgeable about the things that were coming up. So I'm not real sure how other people would get so much information as what we got, but it really enabled us to make really good decisions in a quick manner as everything was changing, you know, in that short period of time. So yeah. I'm really grateful to be part of that type of community.
I have to give a shout out to the Lifestyles team. I know, again, as a single family investor, we had any number of pandemic related, kind of spontaneous, webinars led by Lynn Murrow, where she's our executive VP at Lifestyles. And she just told us, hey, here's what I'm hearing. Here's what I've researched. Here's what I've learned. Here's what you as an operator should be doing or thinking about. And that was on the single family side. I know she did that as well for lead investors. And we had the team doing the same for passive investors, right? As a passive investor, you may be getting nervous as well. What's going to happen to my rent collections that my lead investor is getting for me and so on. So they did a phenomenal job as early as March. And those were regular ongoing webinars until things kind of settled down. And then, like you said, rents are coming in the door. And everybody that I've talked to in single family or multifamily, and just from talking with the team at Lifestyles, I know they've reached out to you and other members at Lifestyles to hear how has the rent collection been going. Pleasantly surprised in April, even more surprised in May, right? People are holding on, you know. They want to keep that head above their roofs. They like where they chose that place for a reason, right? And best product, best price. We put that product out there, and they want to stick around. So, that's your San Antonio deal. So you just refied. So you're going to be keeping that in your portfolio for a while, collecting that rent, distributing that quarterly to your members. What else has been going on?
Yeah. So in 2019, went ahead and put in a couple more. I think three passive deals there. And then we were able to acquire another property as a lead investor down in Kingsville, Texas, 102 units. It's a really beautiful property down there. And so that's an exciting addition to our portfolio there.
Kingsville. Now, where is Kingsville?
Kingsville is south of Corpus Christi, really southwest of Corpus Christi, about 30 miles.
Yeah, and I know where it is, but, you know, we've got a pretty broad audience, I'm sure. You know, there are probably some folks up in Dallas that aren't quite sure where that is. And now, you mentioned earlier in the show, if you're listening and you're just tuning in and you missed the earlier part of the show, you're going to want to catch what we talked about. You can go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab. The shows get archived out there as podcasts, so you can give the full show a listen. But you mentioned you went to school down in Kingsville, so clearly you had a connection there. You had a connection there already. Is that what took you to Kingsville, or what brought you to investing in that city?
Yeah, great question. We had another lead that had bought down there. They bought two properties, and they really performed well. I mean, like double-digit returns on the first sets of distributions, which is a wonderful thing to be involved in from a passive standpoint. So the market was pretty strong down there, and an opportunity came up, and we felt real comfortable with the market from what we had seen. And so we went ahead and invested. There's been a couple of other ones that have invested or that have been acquired down there that we've been a part of. And we've really been happy with that tertiary market down in Kingsville. It's provided some really nice, stable, high distributions.
Yeah, and I've been talking with some of the mentors up in our neck of the woods, Dallas-Fort Worth, and they say the same thing. When you get out into these secondary or even tertiary, as it were, markets, you tend to see some pretty good returns. And you mentioned some of the other investors that are buying down that way. We're actually going to mobilize here in a couple of days. I don't know. We've got that freedom to do what we want, I guess. But we'll mobilize and head towards Corpus. And next week's show, I'm going to have a guest on as well. Brant is one of the investors that is also buying in Kingsville. So we'll hear a little bit more about Kingsville then as well in detail. But I also have to point out, you were in a deal as a passive in Kingsville. You saw how the market worked. That's part of the beauty of Lifestyles Unlimited and the ecosystem where we operate, is you really get to dip your toes in the water, see what things are doing, see what other investors within our group are doing in these markets, and then you say, this is the place where I want to be. Now hear the music coming on. Robert, when we come back, I want to hear some more. I want to hear about that deal down in Kingsville. What's been going on, and tell us a little bit about how you're repositioning it, or what it is you're doing down there. And then I also want to hear a little bit about what you do as a mentor. What sort of questions are you getting during COVID-19 from our investors? And we'll talk about that when we continue with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time. This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today I've got a guest with me coming to us from San Antonio, from our Central Texas office. Multifamily investor, gotten involved with any number of, actually quite a few passive deals, and eventually shifted gears in 2018 to become a lead investor, took down an apartment complex, and we were just starting to talk about his second deal as a lead investor. We'll get into that. And that guest, I'm of course talking about Robert Hale. But before we get to that, I do want to give you out a website that you're going to want to check out. We've mentioned a couple times now how he got started going into the 2-day seminar where we learn about single family, learn about multifamily. I mentioned doing the same thing online more recently because we're not going out to the offices, although that's changing. That is changing. But I want you to go check out this website. It's financialfreedomlivestream.com. And that's all written together, right? Financialfreedomlivestream.com. And you can learn about the Financial Freedom Program. It's an inexpensive annual membership, but that gives you access to that 2-day and a lot of other benefits, including the vendor program. We haven't even talked about that, but that's something I leverage every day as a single family investor. And we've got those going on coming up later in June. There's another 2-day and starting actually here in 2 days, June 16th, you're going to want to get in to get on online if you want to do the evening sessions. We'll have that across 4 days. Go to financialfreedomlivestream.com. And at the bottom where you register, there's a massive discount. It's only $197 right now. So they got the promo code right there on the website for you. So check that out. Now, Robert, let's get back to you. Let's get back to Kingsville. Let's head south. Just starting to tell us about this deal. You picked up a couple more passive deals in 2019 and then this second lead deal. So you've been investing for a while now. Where are you at on your investing career? Let me ask you that.
Yeah, so we bought that property down in Kingsville, and that was another strong yield play. So in other words, it was kicking off our projected to kick off distributions quarter one, quarter two, and we exceeded the what we thought that project would do with double the returns right off the bat. So it's been a beautiful project there. It was a great asset. There was a little meat on the bones for us to be able to add some value from an expense standpoint. So we did improve the property and raise the rents a little bit. But there was a lot of low-hanging fruit with respect to expenses, and we were able to tighten up on that, being an owner-operator versus a third-party property management company, and add really some value on that. So within 6 months, you know, when you do the calculations, we had added almost $3 million of value on that property. And so, you know, as time rolls on and we're able to do a supplemental on there, we'll be able to pull some cash out for our investors so that they can continue their down their investment strategy as well. I did want to make a point, too. So in 2018, you know, we had put in quite a few investments and had already started our first lead investment. And we started in 2016. So by October of 2018, our income from our real estate investing had exceeded our expenses. So, you know, depending on how you define retired, we were really retired at that point. And even though we were retired, I was still working at my corporate job as a region manager for a little oil company. In 2019, after we purchased this property in Kingsville and a few other passive investments, our income from our properties had exceeded our corporate income. So then we were really, really retired. So we retired really in 2.5 years. And then again, a year later, in October of 2019, I left a very good corporate paying job in the oil and gas business and cashed out all of our stocks and whatnot, put them to cash 2 weeks after I left. And, you know, that's really a blessing because, you know, in February, the oil market took a big hit. A lot of my friends really suffered in that. And then, of course, the stock market also took a big hit. And we were blessed to have started our investment in real estate earlier on and be able to cash out so that really those things did not have an impact on us. So it's a wonderful opportunity to be able to invest in real estate and kind of take control of your finances.
It's huge. It's huge. And I opened the show with that because we've seen the volatility. You mentioned the drop in the stock market in February. It's popped up a little bit, then it's fallen again. I mean, it's just a roller coaster ride. I don't like the volatility. I don't like the uncertainty. And if that's what someone out there that's listening right now is relying on, you know, you do not control your fate. You do not control your future. But when you start investing in residential rental real estate, like I have, like Robert has, you do control your fate. You are in the pilot seat. And sure, you may invest as a passive, then you're reliant on your lead, but you're deciding what deals you're getting into, just like Robert did, starting in 2016, and then 8 deals in 2017, 2 more passive deals in 2018, and so on. And then you give your boss that pink slip, right? I'm sayonara. I'm out of here. So congratulations on that. And hey, timing wise, you can't time the market, but boy, you timed it really well. So you've got a great track record there. A lot of our members are doing this very thing, right? We've got guys, I mentioned John, one of our super passive, meaning he's in 20 plus deals as a passive investor up in Dallas. I mean, the road, it's wide open. And you can follow this path. And as you do follow this path, one of the beautiful things with Lifestyles Unlimited is you've got guys like Robert that are accompanying you along that path, that are kind of giving you directions because they've already gone to the end. They've made it to that success. So to that point, Robert, you came on board as a multifamily mentor in our San Antonio, in our Central Texas office pretty recently. When did they bring you on board as a mentor? How did you become a mentor? How did that all go down?
So we had a very experienced mentor that was getting ready to retire from mentoring, Kim McLean. He was did a great job, and I retired a lot of people. And so a spot was opening up, and I had an opportunity to fill that spot. And I got to wear big sandals. Kim McLean always wears flip-flops, so I got big flip-flops to fill. But, you know, I came on in April 1st of this year, and so it's, you know, I've been on it for about 2 months. And it's extremely rewarding. It was a lot more rewarding than what I was expecting. You know, like you said, a lot of the portfolio that I put together, it's not uncommon. We have a lot of people that come into the program. They follow the map. a portfolio together. I'm not one of the bigger guys. I'm not one of the smaller guys. I'm kind of an average guy. So, you know, whatever your aspirations are, you can achieve it through this through the map that Lifestyles puts together. And I've had a chance to work with several folks that are just getting started. Want to know which path to take. One of the things that we do as a mentor is we usually will sit down or have a phone call. And, you know, over this period of COVID, it's been more phone calls or emails, but I like to talk to people. So we've had phone calls trying to understand, you know, what their situation is, what is your financial goals. And we help people set their own financial goals. We don't set it for them. And then we try to get them on a path that helps them achieve that goal, whether it's passive, IRO, lead, whatever it takes to help them to be able to achieve what they're trying to achieve, because we can do that in this program for sure. Another thing that we help with is that once we do, we help people understand what kind of team they need to put together to be successful. If they're going to be doing a lead project or IRO project, you know, what kind of resources that they might need, which is really exciting for me. We go out to the property with the members. So, you know, if you find a property that you want to buy, we'll go through and we'll look at the expenses with you and look at the capital budget with you, ask you questions, make sure that you have a good vision for what you want to do and that your expenses and capital raise is going to allow you to do that. And then we'll go physically to the property and we will tour it with you. And this is really fun for me because I really like getting out and looking at these properties and helping the members. We've got two coming up here next week that we're going to be able to go out on. And we'll walk, you know, kind of hand in hand, looking around the property, looking at, you know, the different, you know, HVACs, roofs, kind of looking at the interiors, things that people want to do. And then we really refine the budget from there so that our members have the opportunity to be successful more than what you would if you just went out by yourself. I don't know how. It's amazing to me how an individual or group of individuals could purchase an apartment community. I never thought that was possible. Even when I went to the 2-day, I was kind of hesitant. I didn't really see how it was possible, but I saw it happen over and over and over again. And then I did it, and now I'm getting a chance to help other people do it. And so it's extremely rewarding to be able to use my experience to help other folks, you know, not have to learn lessons and be have a chance to be a little bit more successful on their first acquisition or even their second.
It is exciting, isn't it? You get to see that, especially if it's, you know, maybe they've done 10 deals already. You're doing that feasibility, doing that walkthrough, that due diligence with them. That's old hat for them a little bit. But boy, you get that first time lead, and the excitement is just palpable, isn't it? You see that light in their eyes, and they're ready to go. And that's, you're reliving it, right? You're going through that first lead deal that you did again with them. So, but again, with your experience in imparting upon them and helping them miss, you know, find all the positives, find all those things that maybe they need to think about as part of their due diligence, and then put together, you know, a successful deal. Very exciting. So, hey, we're coming up on the end of the show for, you know, last question for you, for the listener, you know, that's thinking, you know, they're on the fence about real estate investing. What would you say to them right now?
So I guess my recommendation for anybody that has an interest or maybe don't have an interest in it, but I would say take the opportunity. Just if nothing else, go through the financial freedom course. If you never invest in real estate, you will learn so much about investment through that program. And it'll probably spark your interest and get you started. Just take a little bit of action. I mean, there's the amount of information you get on that 2-day course is incredible. It'll open
Absolutely.
Your eyes to opportunities. Yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity.
Take action. That's the key word. FinancialFreedomLivestream.com. That's the website. This is Andy Webb. Robert, I thank you for your time. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show with Robert Hale. You have a good day. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Thanks again, Robert.
To the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.